Podcast 53, Money and the Bible. The gospel passage for this podcast is Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 27, the story of the rich young ruler. So the gospel reading for today focuses on wealth and riches. This encounter with a rich young man is recorded in Mark and Matthew, as well as Luke's gospel. People are usually quite suspicious when clergy start talking about money. They suspect they are about to get the hard word put on them to give more generously, i.e. the vestry has decided it is time for a stewardship campaign, which means the parishioners are about to get hit in the wallet pocket. I like the story of the new Presbyterian minister who was just appointed to a small country parish in the Highlands. The congregation was small in number, fairly elderly, and obviously not very well off financially. So during the first service, when the offerings plate came around, the minister thought, I'd better set a good example of giving for everyone. So he quietly slipped a £20 note into the plate. When the plate was brought back up to the front by the signsman, the only money in it was the £20 note the minister had put in it at the start. The wise old sidesman nodded his head and whispered to the minister, Well, vicar, you see, if you had put more in, you would have got more out. But before we delve into today's gospel story and try and unpack it a little bit, I've got a little quiz for you to do. And if you've got your parish magazine, this quiz is in the parish magazine. And so I'm about to go through these questions, but I'll leave you to do those on the podcast and then come back. So pause this recording, open your parish magazine, find the quiz, and see if how many of the answers you can get right. Okay, so if you're back, we'll continue with the sermon. I've chosen a number of verses that are also in the parish magazine. And maybe you can do a little bit of homework after you've listened to this podcast and follow up the sermon by reading these scriptures in your own time, because they're all Bible scriptures that relate to money. Deuteronomy 23, verses 19 and 20. Psalm 15, verse 5. Matthew 6, 24. Hebrews 13, verse 5. And 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. So they're just a smattering of examples of the verses that directly addresses the subject of money that the Bible gives us. The Bible says quite a lot about money, but in churches today, money is somehow a very private thing. We usually don't talk about how much we earn in New Zealand or how we spend it. Even if we're in quite desperate financial straits, it's often not something people would feel comfortable to bring before the church for prayer. And maybe it's a very strong thread in our culture which places a high value on being independent and self-sufficient, not having to rely on anybody. And maybe it's also part of the self-effacing culture of New Zealand, that we don't like to boast about things. There's a Maori proverb about this, Kaora te kumara e kōrero mō tōna reka. The kumara doesn't boast about how sweet it is. The Bible also does recommend some things in line with this, that we give to the needy without making it obvious. We don't make a big Hollywood production about our generosity. Jesus says in Matthew 6, 1-4, Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So Jesus advises us to be very circumspect in our giving in terms of who knows about it. But if we turn our attention to the wealthy young man in this gospel story, it seems at first glance that Jesus is being very hard on him. After all, when we remember his interaction with Zacchaeus, the tax collector, he didn't require Zacchaeus to give away all his wealth, even though Zacchaeus volunteered to give away half his wealth. But Jesus didn't require him to do that. Zacchaeus volunteered to do that. And anyway, isn't following Jesus about what you believe? Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Nothing about money in that verse. However, if we look more closely at this encounter, we see that Jesus strikes at the core of this young man's most precious obsession, like Gollum with his precious. For this young man, his wealth and possessions have become his idol. They stand between him and following Jesus. A wise person once said, "We don't know what our idols are until Jesus says, 'I want it.'" As Jesus says in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Like many things in this life, money makes a good servant, but a poor master. One of the great lies of our Western consumerist culture is the one that says, "If only I were wealthy, I would be happy." The sales of lotto tickets, the patronage of pokie machines, and TAB betting are examples of the power of this lie, the ultimate dream of being wealthy. Now, don't get me wrong, being poor is not fun. However, if we make God the Lord of all our life, including our money and our wealth, then we should be able to be content, regardless of our financial circumstances, and trusting in God to provide for us. For those of us who have much, and I include myself in this category, God expects us to be generous in our giving to others. This may be money, but it could also be other things, our time as a volunteer, or a meal that we cook for our sick neighbour or fellow parishioner, or the hospitality we offer other people. To conclude, there are biblical principles in giving that we can summarise from the story of the rich young man and the other scriptures we've touched on today. Firstly, give generously, but quietly. Don't make a big show of your giving. Secondly, lay what you have before the Lord and ask him to be Lord of it. If Jesus asks for something you regard as yours and you respond, "No, it's mine," then you may have uncovered an idol in your life, and that will need to be dealt with. And thirdly, our God is a generous and giving God. And the challenge for us as his children is to reflect that part of his nature with everything we have, and that includes our money.